Sagt der Heilige Mishnah weiter, Masechtes Nedarim, Peri Gimel, Mishnah Ches. Hanoider, Mishachoyde Harash. This person made a neder that he will have no anah from, literally, someone who is dark-headed. Who's he referring to? He's referring to all men. But what if someone comes along and says, I'm bald, I don't have any hair. He doesn't mean me, right? Or someone else is going to come and say, I'm his Eltazeda. My hair is white. My beard is white. My peyas are white. He said, Shchayre harash. Zakt the Mishnah, sorry. But Aser, he is Aser ba'kereichin. To have enough from people that are bald. Ubalei sevois, older people. Like the Torah says, Mipnei seva tokum. Even though their hair is gray or white. Umutter ba'noshim ubektan. He could have hana from Noshim and Ketanim, even though they have black hair. Again, the question over here isn't literally to teach his words, it's how do people use the term Shchoyde Harash? And She'ein Nekra and Shchoyde Harash Ela Noshim. The only ones that are included in Shchoyde Harash, generally speaking, this is what people mean, is men that are Gedoilim, not Noshim, not Ketanim. The reason women aren't called Shchoyde Harash is because generally they cover their hair. Married woman covers her hair.